我们何等宝贵主给我们的时间
that we may get together in this fashion and glorify His name.
我们这样的聚集，为的是要荣耀他的名。
Lord, bless this hymn in my heart, specifically as we are going through this disturbing, rough, and challenging time.
当我们经过这个非常困难、有挑战的时间，主把这首诗歌放在我的心里。
As we see all around us, many are losing their life.
在我们的周围，有许多人甚至失去他们的性命。
And thus, now we want to treasure the life Lord has given unto us.
所以我们更加的宝贵我们的主给我们的生命。
And that is why I want to give the title of this message, Alive and Breathing.
所以早晨我的信息就是我们能够活着来
Alive and Breathing.
来凡有气息的我们都要来到主的面前。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we rejoice in you and who you are unto us.
主早晨因为你是 那一位、哦、不改变的我们在你里面欢喜。
We greatly glory in you and glorify your name.
我们何等的欢喜来荣耀你的名。
We rejoice in your finished work on the cross of Calvary.
为着你在十字架上哦、在加略山成就的、哦、我们何等的感谢你。
And because you have finished the work on the cross of Calvary, now you can continue your work in us by the working of thine Holy Spirit.
因着你在加略山上成就的，今天借着圣灵，你可以继续你的工作在我们里面。
So we are so confident this morning that the purpose with which you have gathered us in your presence, you are going to fulfill it.
所以我们早晨有把握你在我们开里面开始的工作你要完成。
You are going to impart something so precious and so vital in our lives.
你要在我们里面放下非常宝贵的、非常重要的生命。
And thus you will equip us and prepare us to face the days and years which are ahead of us.
所以可以预备我们来面对前面、所有的挑战。
Trusting in your faithfulness,And rejoicing in your presence, we pray with much thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为着你的信实来感谢你，也在主里面有喜乐，靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as we sang this hymn, which tells, I cannot breathe enough of thee.
当我们唱这首诗歌说到我怎能将你吸透
There is always a progression in the economy of God.
在神的整个计划的里面他是一直带我们往前
He will start first thing first.
他从第一件事情开始
He won't pick something from the end or from the middle, but he will start first thing first.
他不是从中间开始首先最重要的事情他从最早的第一件事情开始
And by setting the first thing first He will keep the order in what He is doing What He is conveying What He is speaking to us
他把第一件最重要的事情设立好以后他就继续他的工作
Here the hymn writer Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit Tells I cannot breathe enough of The
诗歌的作者在圣灵的感动里面就写到我怎能将你吸透
Breathing is such an essential activity
呼吸是何等基本而且重要的
In the hymn Only after breathing the Lord in We can inhale or we can breathe out so many different things
我们只有先把主耶稣基督吸入我们里面我们 才可有下面的故事才有呼出
The hymn writer is telling I cannot gaze enough on thee
第二节讲到我怎能将你赏透
After breathing we may have the capacity to gaze upon the Lord
我们呼吸以后我们就有这个能力能够来定睛在主的身上
After breathing The Lord in, breathing the Spirit of the Lord in, then we can tell, I cannot work enough of thee. The work is based first and foremost on breathing.
第三节讲到说，只有当我们呼吸进到把呼吸主耶稣吸到我们里面，我们才能够将你才能够侍奉你。
Likewise, I cannot sing enough of thee.
第四节讲到说，我怎能够将你唱透
？I cannot speak enough of thee.
第五节讲到，我怎能将你说透
？The fundamental thing in all these activities we want to do passionately, showing our love to the Lord.It all starts with breathing Him in.
我们对主有这样的一个热情，都从哪里开始呢？从呼吸开始。
And this is a physical aspect of our life.
是的，这是我们这个身体的所一个基本的功能。
But the spiritual aspect of the life is equally based on spiritually.Inhaling the Lord.
属灵的生命的原则也是一样，我们要用属灵的呼吸把主吸入到我们里面。
In the midst of this pandemic, where fear is everywhere, Lord has given us this hymn.
在这疫情当中，到处都充满着恐惧，主把这首诗歌给我们。
And the hymn writer, under the guidance and anointing of the Holy Spirit, tells in the last stanza and last two verses, and whisper, all is well.
诗歌的作者在圣灵的感动里面，在最后一节的最后两行说，细语有你足够。
And whisper, all is well.
细语有你足够。
The doubts and fears in the midst of all people everywhere,
在这世界里面人们充满着疑惑和恐惧。
And Lord's people are not, they are also included in this.
我们属主的儿女也在这当中。
Believers are not supermen.
我们信主的并不是超人。
But they are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Born of the Spirit with life from above into the family divine.
我们是借着圣灵从上头来生了我们，然后进入这个神圣的家庭里。
For us, everything is heavenly and everything is divine.
对我们来说，每一件事情都是属天的，都是神圣的。
Many of the believers for many ages been blessed by the Psalms.
历世历代许多的圣徒都从诗篇的里面我们得着鼓励。
David wrote many psalms.
大卫写了很多的诗篇。
And people have relied upon, people have found comfort in these psalms.
许多的人从这诗篇里面得着鼓舞。
And as if it seems, Lord wanted to end all these psalms by this last psalm, 150.
在这许多的诗篇的里面，主把最后一首诗篇150篇留在这个结尾。
And want to end this psalms by the very last line or the scripture of this psalm 150.
主的心意在所有的诗篇最后一篇的最后一节，他这样子的记载。
And that we read, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.Praise ye the Lord.
这样说，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
I was meditating upon these scriptures and Lord led my attention to some songs out there. People are singing passionately and are blessed as they sing, as they read these songs.
当我在默想这一节经文的时候，主就让我想起其他的诗歌，然后在这些诗歌里面也许多的人得着了鼓励。
First of all, I will mention I have heard from my wife because she read 5 or 6 books during this 3 months of time.
首先我就是从我的姊妹来得着这样子一个诗歌，她因为她在这段时间里面读了五六本书。
And she also read one book written by John Ramirez.
她读的一本书是 John Ramirez 写的。
And he was Satanist, Satan worshipper, and was high-ranking person in the kingdom of Satan.
她原来是撒旦会的里面的，而且在这撒旦会里面呢，他是非常高的职位。
And the Lord pulled him out from that kingdom of darkness and put him into his kingdom of light.
主就把他从黑暗的国度迁到爱子光明的国里。
And in this book, he mentions one thing which is very important for all the believers to know.
在这本书里面，他讲到一件事情，是我们所有信主人都要知道的。
The nameOf devil is fear.
仇敌魔鬼的名字就是惧怕。
In other words, fear has a name.
或者这么说吧，那个恐惧有一个名字。
And that is devil, Satan.
这恐惧就是撒旦的名字。
Fear is always from the enemy.
这恐惧总是从仇敌来的。
For the Lord tells us very clearly, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Not the whole scripture, brother. Sorry.
That's good. 所以主很清楚告诉我们说，我给你们的不是惧怕的心。
And that is why, this song, which I'm going to read, talks about this fear.
所以下面这首诗歌我要读的就是讲到这个恐惧。
In the midst of doubts and fears and lies of the enemy and pandemics and all these things,
在许多的疑惑恐惧，而且在这疫情当中，
joy still comes in the morning,
早晨仍有喜乐，
hope still walks with the hurting,
受伤的时候仍有盼望。
If you are still alive and breathing, praise the Lord.
如果你仍然活着且有气息，赞美主。
Don't stop dancing and dreaming.
不要停止跳舞和梦想。
There's still good news worth repeating.
仍然有一个好消息值得重复。
So, lift up your heads and keep singing, praise the Lord.
所以抬起头来继续歌唱赞美主。
In the midst of all the troublesome times, Lord is blessing his people with such an anointing songs.
在这许多的难处当中，主借着这首有恩膏的诗歌来祝福许多人。
Let everything has breath praise the Lord.
凡有气息的都要赞美主。
Another song I mustMention, and Lord's people are blessed by this.
还有一首诗歌我也愿意来提出来，因为许多人借着这首诗歌蒙福。
Michael W. Smith has sang this song.
Yeah, Michael W. Smith 唱过这首诗歌。
And it's just one line. It says, "This is the air I breathe."
就只有一句话，就说这个是我呼吸的空气。
This is the air I breathe.
这是我所呼吸的空气。
Your holy presence living in me.
你神圣的同在活在我里面。
Since many, many years, Lord has used this song and have blessed many of Lord's people.
许多年当中，主借着这诗歌来祝福许多的儿女。
And now, especially in this kind of times, Lord is using this song as an anchor.To his people.
在这样疫情的当中，主借着这些诗歌好像锚一样来把我们安放在他自己的里面。
Another song which has blessed me personally, as I have always heard our daughter-in-law Jasmine singing this song.
Yeah, 我另外一首诗歌我常常受到鼓励的就是我的媳妇 Jasmine 也常唱的诗歌。
The title of this song says, Let the watersRise.
这首诗歌的题目就说让这些潮水来涌上。
Let the water rise.
让这个潮水，让这个水海水来涌上。
And the song goes something like this. I don't know where to begin. It's like my words craving in.
我不知道从哪里开始，好像我周围的世界都已经塌陷。
And I try, but I can't control my fear.
我试着来控制我自己的恐惧。
Where do I go from here?
我要从这里到哪里呢？
Sometimes it's so hard to pray when you feel so far away.
有时候我觉得你何等遥远，我也很难祷告。
But I'm willing to go where you want me to.
但是不管你要我去哪里，我都愿意。
God, I trust you.
主神，我信靠你。
There's a raging sea right in front of me.
在我的前面有一个怒海。
Wants to pull me in, bring me to my knees.
这个海要把我卷进去，但是也让我屈膝祷告。
And the writer writes,So let the water rise if you want them to.
所以这个诗歌的作者就说，如果你愿意的话，你让这个海水能够汹涌澎湃。
I will follow you. I will follow you.
虽然这样，我仍要跟随你。我要跟随你。
I will swim in the deep, cause you will be next to me.
就在深海中，我也能够游泳，因为你就在我旁边。
You are in the eye of the storm.And the calm of the sea.
你是这个在风暴的当中有平静，你也能够让这海止息。
You are never out of reach.
你从来没有远到我不可触摸。
God, you know where I have been. You were there with me then.
神，你知道我在哪里，我无论在哪里，你都与我同在。
You were faithful before.You were faithful before you will be faithful again.
你过去是信实的，你将来也是信实的。
I'm holding your hand.
我要握住你的手。
God, your love is enough. You will pull me through.
神啊，你的爱足够把我带出来。
I'm holding on to you.
我紧紧地抓住你。
God, your love is enough.
神
啊, I will follow you.
你的爱是充足的，是足够的，我要跟随你。
Lord has given us so many anchors to stabilize our spiritual, mental, emotional, physical life in a way that we may not be moved.
在这摇动的世界里面，神给我们很多的锚，不管我们属灵的，我们心思上或我们身体上，他都让我们安定。
That we may not be shaken.
所以我们不会被震动。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, I would like to draw your attention to this scripture.
哥罗西书三章十六节。
Colossians 3:16 reads, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Lord has given us so many songs and hymns that we may just sing itwholeheartedly unto the Lord and strengthen ourselves in the Lord.
主给我们很多的诗章颂词，我们可以来向他来歌唱，来在主里面得着力量。
Another hymn Lord has put in my heart, which is hymn number 235.
另外一首诗歌主放在我的心里面，就是我们诗歌本上的235首。
This is also a very significant hymn, especially in this time.
在这样的一段时间里面，这首诗歌也是何等的重要。
That the psalmist tells, O Lord, breathe thy spirit on me.
诗歌的作者说，主，求你向我吹圣灵。
Teach me how to breathe thee in.
教我如何吸入你。
And in the refrain it tells, I'm breathing out my sorrow, breathing in.out my sin.
副歌讲到，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪污。
Our natural breathing is just natural.
我们的呼吸是很自然的。
But to breathe in the Lord's life, breathing the Holy Spirit in needs the Lord's help.
但是属灵上要把主吸入到我们里面，我们需要主的帮助。
Yes, we know our Lord is willing and more than willing to breathe His Spirit upon us.
我们知道主何等的愿意把他的圣灵吹进到我们的里面。
But we must pray to the Lord, Lord, teach me how to breathe thee in.
但是我们要跟主祷告，主你教导我如何吸入你。
And once we will learn this, then after breathing him in, we will be able to breathe out some things.
当我们把基督吸入我们里面，那这样我们才能够呼出说一些东西。
Breathing out our sin, breathing out our sorrows.
我是要呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪污。
Breathing out our own life.Breathing out sinful nature and so forth.
把我自己这个罪污，这个有罪的生命呼出去。
And there are so many things we must breathe out. Those things are not useful at all to our spiritual being.
有许多的东西我们是要呼出去，因为对我们属灵的生命没有帮助。
And so, I would like to encourage all of us that we must encourage ourselves in the Lord.
我愿意鼓励大家，我们必须在主里面互相勉励。
We have sung so many hymns and songs together for many years.
许多年当中，我们唱许多的，一起唱许多的诗歌。
And I always miss this beautiful harmony and the anointing of the Holy Spirit as we used to sing together.
我很怀念我们可以一起唱，而且充满和声、主同在的诗歌。
Brothers and sisters singing so passionately and wholeheartedly and skillfully to the Lord.
当我们全心的、这样热情的来对主歌唱的时候
，that people who never knew how to sing or never had proper voice or desire even to sing.They were also carried away with the singing of those precious brothers and sisters.
就算有些不太会唱诗歌或甚至没有心愿的人，当听到这样的诗歌的时候，也会一同被带到主的里面。
But even the memories of those times together we have spent for years, that has become such an anchor to us.
那我们记得我们在一起唱诗歌的时候，这样美好的时光也像锚一样把我们安定在主里面。
Now regarding breathing, I want to mention few things.
关于这个呼吸，我还要提几件事。
As I already mentioned, breathing is so essential activity for our living.
我们活着最重要一件事情就是要能够呼吸。
If we stop breathing,We cannot live. We must die.
如果我们停止呼吸，我们就不能活，就会死掉。
And so I want to put some emphasis on this word breathing.
所以我愿意来关于这个呼吸这件事情，我要强调几件事。
Everything starts with breathing.
所有的事情从呼吸开始。
Turn with me, if you please, to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
请打开《创世纪》二章七节。
In the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
创世纪二章七节。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，叫亚当。
Our beginning, our existence lies in this scripture, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
我们的开始，我们存在的一个起点，就是从这里开始。
And man become a living soul.
人就成了一个活的魂。
That was the beginning of mankind.
这就是人类的起源。
Because the Lord breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
因为神将生气吹在他的鼻孔里面。
The second most important thing we see in John chapter 20, verse 22.
约翰福音20章22节。
There we see our Lord Jesus, and it reads, And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
主耶稣对门徒说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
At that time, I believe only his disciples were there.
在那个时候，我相信只有主耶稣的门徒在那里。
But how the body of Christ came into existence?
但是神基督的身体从哪里开始呢？
That is found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
基督的身体是从使徒行传二章一到三节开始。
As the Lord created this mortal body, He created a mortal body, even His body.Where he is the head of it.
主创造我们这个会朽坏属地的身体，但他也给我们一个属灵的身体。
Let us read
他是头。
Acts chapter 2, 1 to 3.
让我们一起来读使徒行传二章一到三节。
Maybe first two verses rather.
头两节。
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly,There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
As the Lord created the body of man, as we saw in Genesis,
当我们从创世纪看到神怎样来创造人的身体
，Lord created His own body on the day of Pentecost by breathing His Spirit。
神也借着吹出他的圣灵，在五旬节来创造他自己的身体。
These disciples were individuals up to that time。
原来这些门徒是个人分散的。
But as soon as the Lord sent His breath of life upon them, they become one body.
但是直到神主耶稣把这个他的气息吹到他们里面，他们就成了一个身子。
And then after that, the whole world could see the beauty of Lord's body.
这个以后，全世界就可以看到基督身体的美丽。
They were completely different because they were one.
他们是完全不一样，跟以前不一样，因为他们变成合为一。
Yes, they all were individually breathing the air, the life.
是的，他们每一个人，他们个人来呼吸，来吸入这个生命。
But after this time, they all started different air, breathing.The Lord Himself.
但是当五旬节之后，他们呼吸的是同一个从主来的一个空气。
Supernaturally, Lord taught them how to breathe in the Spirit of Life, Spirit of God.
超自然的力量让主神教导他们怎么样子来呼吸属灵的空气。
And they never remain the same.
他们就从此不同了。
Initially, they were fearful, and after having this breath of life upon them, they become bold and courageous.
他们原来是非常恐惧的，但他们呼吸了主以后呢，他们非常的勇敢。
Now, if you want to see how mighty, how powerful is the breath of God, or the breath of the Spirit of God,
你要看到神的呼吸的这个能力呢？
In between these two, Genesis and Acts, we find one scripture portion, which is in Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 10.
在从创世纪到这个使徒行传当中，我们看到以西结书33章第十节。
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
以西结书33章第十节，这边讲说我要对
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
37:10. 37章第十节，这样说。于是我遵命说，预言气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Lord started talking to this prophet. Do you think this dead bones can live again?
主对这个先知说，你想这些枯干的骸骨能够再活过来吗？
And finally, Lord commanded him or asked the prophet to prophesy. Rather, it is written, so I prophesied as he commanded me.
所以神就吩咐以西结，以西结就说，我就遵命说预言。
Many times we think Lord will speak or Lord will reveal his desire unto us.
许多时候我们会说，神会说话，把他的心里面的意念来晓谕我们。
So here we see the Lord telling the prophet, you prophesy, you speak.
但是这里我们看见主吩咐先知说，你要说预言。
So there is great power as the Lord may breathe upon anything and everything.
所以当神能够来将他的气息吹着进到人里面，这是何等大的能力。
This dead bones scattered since years and years came together and become alive as a great army.
这些枯干的骸骨，他们原来多少年都是枯干的，但是就活过来，成了极大的军队。
We must expect such a power of His breathing in our life.
我们必须要经历这样子神呼吸，让我们吹到我们里面这样的能力。
And I want to tie up this breathing with the Spirit of God.
我愿意把这个神的气息跟圣灵连在一起。
Without a shadow of doubt, we must understand this very clearly, that wherever it is mentioned, this is the blessed Holy Spirit.
每一次当讲到神的气息的时候，就讲到这个有福的圣灵。
He breathed upon His Spirit.
他借着圣灵来跟我们吹气。
And this spirit makes the whole difference.
圣灵就让所有的事情改变。
And that is why I would like to turn your attention to one scripture portion, which is in Ephesians chapter 4.
所以请大家看另外一处的圣经，在以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.We will start from maybe first and second and third verses.
我们要读头三节。
Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthily of the vocation wherewith you are called.
以弗所书四章一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So, Paul is exhorting. He is even telling, "I beseech thee."
所以在这里保罗劝勉这些圣徒们
with meekness and lowliness and long suffering forbearing one another in love.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容。
But this third verse catches my attention.
但是第三节抓住我的注意。
Enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵的合一。
We all always desire to have unity among God's people.
我们何等盼望神的儿女们能够合一。
And this unity, many a times and most of the times, we desire based on doctrine, based on culture, based on nationality.
这些合一有时候我们想要在这个教训的里面或者文化或者是我们的国家的从哪里来开始。
But Paul tells here, unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
但是保罗这里讲到说是在圣灵里面这个合而为一的心是用和平彼此联络。
Unless and until we may have the unity of the spirit,No matter how hard we may try to keep the unity in God's body, it is impossible.
除非我们有圣灵所赐合而为一的心，我们就用人的努力，要用其他的办法都是不可能的。
Because unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace is the bottom line.
因为这个和平彼此联络，在圣灵里面合而为一的心，就是最根本、最重要的。
And that's why.When we'll go to heaven, we will see this scripture fulfilled.
当我们到天上的时候，我们就可以看见这节圣经就应验了。
We won't have our fallen flesh with us in the heaven, so we all will stand before His eternal throne of grace with the unity of His Spirit.
因为那时候我们这堕落的身体就离开我们了，我们是在他恩典的宝座面前，我们就可以合一了。
But the most important scripture portion I want to share is found in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 16.
但是下面更重要的经节我要跟大家分享的就在以弗所书四章十一到十六节。
So as we have learned about the body, the physical body,
当我们学到说我们的这个肉身是怎样工作。
We have many parts.
我们肉身有许多的肢体。
We have hands, feet, eyes, mouth, and different parts.
我们有手，我们有脚，我们有眼，我们有嘴巴，还有很多的部位。
And I wanted to read also Ephesians 4:4. There it is written, There is one body and one spirit.
以弗所书四章四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。
And here Paul is talking about the spiritual body, the body of Christ.
在这里，保罗讲到属灵的身体，就是基督的身体。
One body because there is one spirit with capital S.
只有一个身体，只有一位圣灵，是大写的这个 S， 就是圣灵。
And so Paul also exhorts us in other place, says, "I must not tell. I have no use of you, O hand."Just one of this thing, yeah.
就是刚才我们唱的诗歌里面 yeah.
And like that, Lord is reminding us this morning, spiritually speaking, individually, we all are so important and vital in the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个人在属灵的身体里面也是何等的重要。
I cannot tell Brother Jack, I don't have use of you.
我不能对 Jack 弟兄说我不需要你。
Because I am undone without him.
因为我如果没有他就不完全。
While praying, on the Zoom, with other brothers, literally the Holy Spirit was telling me, and I wanted to tell that brothers and sisters, without brothers, without your prayers, I cannot make it.
当我在刚才在Zoom 上祷告的时候，主就感动我。如果不是你的祷告，我今天不能够来传说这篇信息。
Because dear brother Steve prayed, give him boldness.
因为这个祷告让刚强了我。
Other brother prayed, give him anointing.
哦，因为有些人说为他的刚强祷告，为他恩高。
Another brother Fred give him clarity.
有人说为这个信息能够很清楚的被释放祷告。
And I'm not fearful today.
因为我今天是何等的战惊恐惧。
Because I'm surrounded in the prayers of dear brothers and sisters here and wherever you all are.
但是在主的里面我就不害怕了，因为我被这些祷告所环绕。
So in the next 10-15 minutes, let us look at this scripture portion, which is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 16.
所以接下来15分钟左右，我们要来看这个最后一段，就是在以弗所4章11到16节。
I would like to mention one more thing. As we have these parts of our body, which people can see,We have inward parts also.
虽然我们外面有些器官有些肢体，但是我们里面有些器官。
And sometimes we don't pay much attention to these inward parts, the organs rather.
虽然我们都很容易看到外面的这些手脚的，但是我们的身体里面有看不见的器官。
And sometimes we forget, or we.Don't want to pay any attention to this, and we just pay attention to the outward things.
但是我们常常容易来注视在外面看得见的，而忽略了里面看不见的。
But we don't know, or we overlook that if these inward parts are not functioning properly, outwardly we cannot function.
但是我们知道，如果我们里面的器官不能够很正常的运作，我们外面的肢体也就不能没有工作了。
And this is my interpretation, and I believe the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was leading me to understand this.
这是我自己的领会，我想圣灵也是借着这个来教导我们。
We are about to see the inward parts, the most essential and important parts in the Lord's body.
我们要看到主的身体的里面那个最重要在里面最重要的部分。
Yes, we all are individually His body parts.
是的，每一个人我们都是基督身体的一部分。
But let us see in verse 11 what the Lord is telling us.
但是我们看十一节主怎样告诉我们。
We are seeking the unity in the Spirit.
我们是在圣灵的里面来寻求合一。
In the same chapter, he continued talking about this, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry,For the edification of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Then he continues, unto a perfect man,Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about or carried away with every wind of doctrine by the subtlety of man.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Yes, brother has already read, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Yeah, 就随从各样的异端被蒙骗。
15th verse, but seeking the truth in love may grow up into him.In all things, which is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
For from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着自体的功用彼此相助。
Making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Now, this scripture portion is most of the time, many a times, is ignored in many places.
这段圣经在许多的地方好像被忽略了。
In many places, this is considered as a fivefold ministry.
在其他的一些地方好像注重的是这五种不同的侍奉。
And as we have read, for the benefit of the Lord's body, for strengthening of the Lord's body, to bring about a real man, Lord has given this fivefold ministry.
为着能够建立基督的身体，所以主就差遣了一些人能够来尽这些职分，有这些职事。
Many places they call offices, five offices.
很多地方讲到说这是教会里面这些五种不同的恩赐。
But today, as the Lord is leading me and has revealed to me, these are the five inward parts in the Lord's body.
有些地方好像就是看到有人是做这些事情的，但是主今天告诉我们，这是主身体里面的器官。
And these parts are so vital, so important for the rightful function of the Lord's body.
那这些功用是非常的重要，对主的身体的这些能够活着是非常重要的。
Here we see he gave, the Lord gave, or the Spirit of the Lord gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers.
十一节讲到他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
We don't have time to go over all these five, but one which is very crucial, but the one which is neglected, and the one which is opposed, and the one which is ignored, I would like to talk a little bit about it.
我没有时间讲这五种不同的职事，但是呢，有一件是常常被忽略的，我愿意多讲一点。
Very few in the Lord's body knows about who are the apostles. Very few in the Lord's body knows about apostles.
在基督的身体里面，很少人知道谁是使徒。
But most of God's people knows very well about evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
但是呢，大多数人都知道谁是传福音的，谁是牧师和教师。
But as if the Lord's body is divided concerning the prophets.
但而且主的身体，基督的身体，就教会的里面，对于先知好像也有不同的意见。
Some says it is so much important.
有些地方说先知的这职事非常重要。
Some say, yeah, it's okay.
有些地方就说哦，那也可以。
But some who have taken the extreme says useless or unnecessary.
那有一些极端的在另外方面的感觉就是说这先知是不需要的。
And in the Bible we see from the beginning till the end many prophets and many prophecies.
我们知道圣经从起初到末后有许多的先知，有许多的预言。
And as we saw in Ezekiel 37:10, that Lord commanded the prophet to prophesy, not to just speak.
我们知道在以西结书37:10，神对以西结发命令说你要说预言。
I don't want to take you too far extreme or too much deep into this, but just a few things.
我不愿意讲太多或讲得太远，但是只有几件事情。
Speaking is one thing, teaching is another thing.
讲话或者是教导。
Giving message is one thing, singing hymns is another thing.
或者是包括传信息或唱诗歌。
But prophesying is prophesying.
这些都是各有各的功用，但是说预言这件事。
And Paul in other epistles puts a lot of emphasis on this. He says, I desire you all may prophesy.
甚至保罗说，我愿意你们都说预言。
Because it is of very great importance.
因为这是非常重要。
Whenever this word prophecy and prophets and prophesying is mentioned, many people stumble.
当这个做先知来说预言这件事情被提出来的时候，有很多人就跌倒。
Somehow in God's people's mind comes this scripture, on last day, many will say, Lord, in your name we have prophesied, we have cast out demons, and the Lord will tell, go away from me, I know you not.
有时候我们会想到主耶稣讲到说，在这个末后的时候呢，有些人到主的面前说，我们也奉你的名说预言或赶走这些被鬼附的。
And many people many a times have dismissed this matter of prophecy and prophets entirely, completely.
有些人就看着这节圣经，就把这个说预言这件事情就完全的忽略了。
And once I was thinking about this, the Holy Spirit told me, if this is the case of those who are prophets and those who had power to cast out demons, then what will happen to the general, just barely making believers?
有时候我会想到说，如果这些说预言或赶鬼的人，主都对他们这么严厉的话，那这样一般信主的人怎么样呢？
Because the scripture tells very clearly, the tree will be known by its fruit.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，你怎样认出那个树呢？就要从果子来认。
Even though one may prophesy, one may preach, one may teach, one may do the work of evangelist, but if they don't have love, first of all, Paul tells in chapter 13, and another thing, if they are not right before the Lord, have their life correct before the Lord,
所以这
they will hear this.
果子非常重要，就像保罗在哥林多前书13章讲到说，若算能够说万人的方言，这些但是没有爱。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 41, Lord Jesus mentions one thing very important.
马太福音十章四十一节，主也讲到一件很重要的事。
I want to remove this, not a hatred, but this ignorance, in the mind of Lord's people.
我愿意在这里提醒弟兄姐妹，所以这些是常常被神的儿女忽略的。
In Matthew 10:41, Lord Jesus is telling, "He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive the reward."The prophet.
马太福音十章四十一节，人因为先知的名接待先知，就必得先知所得的赏赐。
Another scripture comes in my mind, and that is very important because we love to have the testimony of Jesus.
另外一节很重要的圣经，是因为我们要有基督耶稣的见证。
In Revelation, it is mentioned very clearly.The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
启示录里面讲得非常清楚，先知的灵是为主耶稣基督做见证的。
I think it goes this way. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
那个做预言的灵是为主耶稣基督做见证的。
And so, this morning we thank the Lord for Lord has given this blessed time to look into his living words.
早晨我们何等感谢主给我们这个有福的时间，我们可以来看见他活的话。
Lord is desiring from us that we may breathe his life in us and breathe out all the things which are harmful for our physical body and the spiritual body at large.
主的心意就是让我们呼出这些自己不好的属于自己的，但是能够吸入主自己的生命。
Let us pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we give thee thanks for your faithfulness.
亲爱的主，我们为你的信实感谢你。
Lord, you just seal these words upon our hearts.
愿圣灵把这些话封在我们的里面。
Stop the devourer, stop the enemy from stealing these words from our spirit.
来让仇敌不能够来从我们当中把这些话夺去。
That it may take root in our spiritual being and make us fruitful.
这些话语能够让我们在属灵里面扎根，也能够结果。
Once again, from the bottom of our heart, we thank thee for this arrangement you have given us for the nourishment and nurture of our spiritual life.
我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，为着我们属灵生命的滋润和成长。
Bless all these dear brothers and sisters here who are diligently working hard to bring this together, that your people be blessed.
我们求你祝福弟兄姐妹们，殷勤的在侍奉你。
So as we are away from each other, be thou with us throughout this week.
虽然我们个人在不同的地方，但是在接下来一个礼拜里面，求你祝福我们每个人。
Lead us and guide us.
愿你引导我们。
With much thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们存着何等的感谢的心，靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿们。
Amen. Amen.